We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story about a scandal, broken relationships, gossip, rumors, money, corporate rivalry, and a broom. A performance-enhancing broom. My name is John Cullen. I'm a comedian, podcaster, and for 20 years, I was a semi-professional curler. And I want to tell you the story about how a single broom almost imploded the 500-year-old sport of curling.
We felt like we were bringing a knife to a gunfight.
It's the story of a superstar and his fall from grace.
Well, I was being dragged through the mud.
It's the story of two brother entrepreneurs with a dream.
I said, that's great news.
It's a story of intrigue.
I still don't understand why we want to keep his name secret.
The full story has never been told, so I'm going to tell it. Broomgate, how a broom almost killed curling.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
To listen to Broomgate, search for Broomgate in your favorite podcast app. That's all one word, Broomgate.
As we are now joined courtside by Redbird head coach Ryan Peden. And coach, exactly how you drew it up, wasn't it?
Oh, man. Great effort by the team there, the players. Man, for 40 minutes, I thought we were the more aggressive team. You know, Maddie was in that room last night. I don't think you were there last night.
No.
Yeah, but Maddie was in that room, and we talked. We showed about an 8-minute video. Andy Reid was talking post-game in the, you know, side locker room with Peter King, longtime journalist, and I played about 8 minutes for him, and it talked about the qualities that he had on that team that made it special, and how that related to them winning. And you know, my message to our team was, we got to continue to grow, man. Like, where our program's at right now, don't ever lose sight of learning and growing and getting better through everything around us. And we had a discussion after that. I asked the guys for some of their feedback, and, you know, challenged them a little bit. Like, it's not as complicated as it seems. You know, you talk about Kelsey being the ultimate energy guy for them, and they could not be the team they are without him. And who's that for us? And Patrick Mahomes getting in the huddle every day saying, let's be great today. You know, the pursuit of greatness, it's daily. And what's required to do that. So, man, I don't mean to go too deep here, but I reflect on things like that in these moments because I'm so dang proud of our players. And they did it tonight over a really good team, a team I got a lot of respect for. And, shoot, they've only lost three times all season. So, you know, to come in here and outplay them, that was a really good moment for our team and for our program.
I think your ball club, as we talked about in the pregame show, had a little bit of momentum heading out of that game in Carbondale. But there's momentum, and then there's real tangible evidence that the plan's working. And for 18 to 22-year-olds to get a win like this today means a lot, I think, for this program moving forward.
Oh, for sure, for sure. You know, I felt like that second half, we did. I think we have a lot of grit and a lot of heart and toughness, and I think that showed itself there in the second half when maybe the chips would have been down for a lot of teams. But I told him, I reminded him tonight in the locker room afterwards, I said, listen, I think about this. It's my first thought as I came into the locker room was walking into the Southern locker room, and that hurt after the game. But for the first time, I heard them talking, and I heard them trying to find solutions. And I heard them encouraging one another. And I heard some accountability from guys. And, you know, how we can approach that second half, that needs to be how we start the game moving forward. And I told them, man, this program's at a point where until you all take the wheel here and run with this, we're going to be stuck here. Two steps forward, one step back, three steps forward. And there's a point in all programs and all teams where it has to become player-driven, especially this time of year. And I felt that today. I felt that in the last few days in practice. And they executed, man. Like, we had all these moments that we've been in all season. And we were solid today. We didn't try to hit home runs. We hit singles. We made the right play. We didn't hang our heads and get lost in what happened a minute ago. We went on to the next play. And I think that time and time again, that showed itself tonight, especially in the second half.
The changing defenses really threw Indiana State off. You went from zone back to man, back and forth, back and forth. I thought it really threw off their shot selection and their rhythm offensively.
So, you watch when you get into league play, you're watching, you know, for 20 games, you're preparing and watching the teams in the league over and over and over and over again. So it's probably been 2.5-3 weeks now I've had in my mind, when we play Indiana State, we are going zone. Like, I think they are elite offensively, and they have tremendous athletes and quickness. And they have a really unique player in Robbie Avila. I was like, we are going zone, like straight zone. I don't care how much time we got to prep. I don't care how much we got to sell our guys on. This is the best deal. And I told him on Sunday in the locker room, I said, listen, this is going to put us in the best position to win this game, and we got to go out there and execute it, period. Like, let's go. Let's go. And, man, proud of our team and our players. Proud of the leadership. I thought Luke Kazuki was a real man. He was important for us tonight. He was very important, especially with, you know, we got two starting guards out. We're missing almost 20 points a game out, and we need, you know, Luke's contribution as we do all the guards. But, man, I thought that he made such a big difference. And how about little Johnny Basketball out there?
For a guy under the weather a little bit, as you said in the pregame.
Yeah.
Well, he was good. He got you off to a great start in the first half, and he got you off to a great start in the second half.
He was sensational tonight.
Absolutely.
I mean, he was. And he was, you know, we tried later in the game. When they start heating us up, probably last 10 minutes or so, you could feel it, the energy in the arena. These guys are really good athletes, and they're getting up in us. We're down two guards, one of which is our most dynamic guard, our quickest guard. And I said, one of the timeouts, I tossed the play card away on the side. I said, it ain't about this. I said, we got to be simple, and let's play. Let's be aggressive, and let's play. And tried to isolate Johnny and Miles on the side, just to give them space, make basketball plays. They're guys that I trust a whole heck of a lot. And then we had some good weak side action, too, that helped us out in some of those moments. So, yeah, man, really proud of all of them. Man, for Johnny, we got a freshman here to go for 31 and only miss two shots all night. You know, I don't know. I've coached freshmen that have gone for 31, but not that it missed two shots all night against the 23rd-ranked team in the country. And that's who he is. That's who he is, guys. And I'm glad he's a Redbird.
One thing that jumps out at me, Luke Kazupke came off the bench, knocked down. He was 2 of 2 from beyond the arc.
Yeah.
You guys are 6-1 when he hits 2 threes in a ball game.
Fitz, I'm going to have you tell him that. Because that's it's so true. Like, it just shows you, like, we hit 4 threes tonight, right? Like, I think we've been doing a better job of, you know, finding our way to twos. And we've limited some of our threes.
We're absolutely
not shooting 22 threes or 23 threes, even if they're good ones. We're a little less now, right now, and I think that's partly by design, because we're missing two guards, and we got to be real intentional about playing through the post and getting some post touches. Little thing tonight that I want to praise was, you know, Miles Foster, 3 assists, 1 turnover. He gave us a dimension tonight. That we, you know, we haven't explored as much as I probably wish we would have, and that's just playing inside-out basketball. So he's drawing defenders. They're digging on him in the post. They double-teamed him throughout the game. They pulled it on, pulled it off, pulled it on, pulled it off. But it creates gravity when you're down low and you can throw to a big guy that draws two defenders, and now we can throw it out and play from there. That changes the gravity of your half-court offense, and that's how I really enjoy playing when you're not, you know, running sets or actions or plays for guards. I like being able to play through the post and to trust those guys to, you know, make the right reads and make good sound decisions.
Last night you were talking about Patrick Mahomes. I think your Patrick Mahomes tonight was Dalton Banks. Didn't do anything flashy, but boy, he led the team with by example, getting the ball to the right people at the right times. I thought he was outstanding.
Yeah, Dalton was. He was. You know, you look at the from the field, 3 for 12, and I didn't realize 0 for 7 from three. But I thought he took really good ones. To be honest with you, maybe the one late I would have liked 10 on the clock with like 4 minutes left. I want him to play with fortitude. I'll just say that, being politically correct. I want him to play with fortitude and have real strength in his decisions. But maybe that one, you could have drove a long close out there and really got us to that free throw line. But I trust him so much. He's been I want him to be aggressive and hit singles, just make the right reads.
Zero turnovers.
Yeah, that says it all right there. So,
you know, yeah. I know the knock with regard to playing a little bit of zone is sometimes the rebounding falls a little bit tougher. You don't have a body on a body to be able to control the glass. You guys end up +2 on the glass tonight, did you not? +4 on the glass, +2 in points in the paint.
Yep.
So two things that you really wanted to accomplish coming in, and you accomplished both of them.
You know, when you're prepping for a game, so shorter prep here. We played Saturday on the road. We got together Sunday, and I truthfully didn't want to drain them Sunday. We recapped Saturday night. I showed some clips for a while, and then we turned the page into personnel. But in the last 48 hours, you know, or 36 hours, Monday, Tuesday, we were very intensive with our, you know, coverage of, like, we showed film this morning, an extra edit of some of their tendencies in zone. And what were we trying to do? We got real deep, as we always do, with personnel. Okay, we get in the locker room before the game, and I said, "Fellas, listen, we're playing zone. I'm going to go through these guys, but here's what it comes down to. And I don't want to ever lose sight of that. I don't ever want to lose sight. Who's winning the points in the paint? Who's winning the free throw battle? And who's winning the rebound battle?" And I updated him at halftime when we went in there, and I think we were up in one of those and minus in two of those. And now I look here at the end of the game, because we just talked about it. We were +4 on the rebounds. We were +2 in the paint. And now they fouled us late, but we were +13 attempts at the free throw line.
And more importantly, they were well under their average at the line.
Yeah. Yeah,
as far as getting to the line, that's a huge part of their
offense.
Oh, it's
a huge
part. You guys
yeah.
were just able to really, really eliminate here.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of great things, guys, and I'm proud of our players. Players win games, so give them all the credit, man. And I was really proud of the way that they came out, the way that they stayed the course, the way that they weathered the storm, and then ultimately the way they finished, you know, and they finished like winners. And, you know, I said in the locker room, man, like, it's one game, but let's go, man. You know, let's go. Like, there's no reason we can't start putting some stuff together like we know we're capable of, even being down two guys. So if we can become a better team and then get those guys back, oh man, now I see something there that we can, you know, really become something that we haven't been yet this year. And that's what you want. You want to be playing your best basketball in February, March.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, congratulations.
Awesome, guys.
Enjoy
thanks
it.
A lot. Yeah, appreciate
at
it.
At least for the 2.5 hours of the ride back.
That's right. Hey,
and
thanks,
we'll
guys.
Go back at it on Sunday.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
That's Redbird head coach Ryan Peden. Birds victorious. An upset victory tonight over Indiana State here in Terre Haute, 80-67, the final count.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.